Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is being praised for delivering an impressive speech Wednesday and accepting the role of running mate to Republican presidential contender John McCain. Palin touted her executive experience and said that if elected president, McCain would use veto power in the public interest. KMXT's Casey Kelly has a look at how well that statement is playing in Kodiak.
Since taking office in 2006, the governor hasn't been shy about using her veto power. She's used it to axe nearly $500 million in projects that state lawmakers have passed in two different budgets. Kodiak State Senator Gary Stevens, who said he was frustrated and perplexed by Palin's last round of vetoes in May, now downplays their importance.
You know, it is true. I mean, of course, it's all perspective, but and it's all how people understand things. But it is true. She did veto the budget. She did stand up and do that. So she's not claiming anything that she didn't do. But I just have to take issue with some of the things that she vetoed. I still think we need them. I think we'll still get them eventually.
The largest local project that Palin vetoed in this year's budget was a $4 million appropriation Stevens had secured for seismic upgrades to Kodiak schools. At the time, Stevens questioned the governor's decision in light of a recent earthquake in the Sichuan region of China, where thousands of children died or were injured in their schoolhouses. But today, Stevens says perhaps he needed to do a better job of stressing the importance of the project to the governor.
You know, we just needed to explain to the governor more what those issues were and why we needed them so much. I can't fault her for doing her job. You know, she did look carefully at the budget, and I just wish that she hadn't cut it where she had. But those are things that we can revisit in the future here.
Stevens, a Republican, says he plans to vote for McCain and Palin in November, but not everyone is thrilled by the prospect of a Palin vice presidency.
Yeah, I just don't think she's very qualified.
Betty O'Dell is the president of the Kodiak Island Borough Board of Education. She says she's still upset about Palin's veto of the school project.
Yeah, that certainly didn't work out for us at all, or for this town. We haven't gotten much in this town at all in the last couple of years.
A Democrat, O'Dell says she'll vote for Barack Obama and Joe Biden this year. Kodiak Island Borough Assemblywoman and Senior Citizens of Kodiak Executive Director Pat Branson also takes issue with Palin's vetoes. She says the governor hasn't done a very good job of explaining why certain projects get vetoed and why others are funded. In 2007, the governor cut $15,000 for facilities repair and equipment at the Kodiak Senior Center from the state supplemental budget. But it's the school project that Branson says she's still looking for answers on.
When you have that kind of safety issue with children and the future of all of us, I think it's most important that those projects are funded. And I think that goes back to the ground rules here of what are the priorities, what are you going to be vetoing and why? And I think that's most important for not just the legislators to understand, but certainly the residents of the state.
Branson says she's registered as an independent and will make the decision about which candidate she votes for based on the ticket that she feels has the strongest domestic agenda. I'm Casey Kelly.